I take the position that man's psychological development is an infinite process, that there is not, even in theory, any such thing as a state of psychological maturity or the possibility of a utopia for man on the social level. I say instead, from the data of my studies, that what psychological maturity is a function of man's conditions for existence. And I say that so long as man continues to solve his problems of existence, he will forever and on proliferate into newer and higher order forms of psychological being. And I say that what our definition of psychological maturity is, and what our idea of utopia is, will change with each new and every newly emergent form of psychological existence. And I say that how we believe we should manage man's behavior will change with each and every new form of psychological existence.